It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend on Como News.
Como News.
Welcome to Inside Out, the show that helps you create the coolest kitchen, reveal the most beautiful bathroom, and rock the rec room. Whether you do it yourself or prefer professional help, Tammy Michaels is here to solve your design dilemmas from the balcony to the basement. Now, Inside Out with Tammy Michaels continues on Como News.
It is the annual Pink Flamingo Awards. I lay awake at night thinking about the people who drive me nuts. I like pop culture. Trust me, I do. I earn a living on the fact that what is relevant and current affects design. But once a year, you get to vent.
This keeps you awake.
It does. I wake up in the middle of the night and I think, you know, that just drove me nuts. And we're going to get to our calls. Taylor Van Cise is in here with us today. He's got some great.
Yeah.
I like the one. Like
he said officials say in
officials
news stories.
Say.
Who are these officials anyway?
It's not it's classified who the officials are.
It's always officials say.
We
officials
have classified. Very patient listeners. Let's go to Chuck and let him weigh in on his Pink Flamingo. Go ahead, brother. Let it vent.
Yeah, I have one word, and then I'll hang up. Hmm. And I've actually heard you guys say it today.
Oh!
Here we go.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes. There'd be no talk radio if it wasn't absolutely.
Absolutely.
Literally. Epic. Then what would we do? I don't know. That would be the end of us.
Awesome, man.
I want to hear from Deborah. She has been on hold.
Deborah. There she is.
For a significant amount of time. Her. Okay, Deborah, vent.
Hello. I have a couple of them. I'm a paralegal, so this is right up my alley. I could think of 100 of things in less than 2 seconds.
All right, well, give it to me in about 2 seconds.
Okay, good. One of his et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's legal speak, isn't it? Et cetera, et cetera.
Et cetera means and on and on. So if you say et cetera, you're saying on and on and on and on.
You could just say and on.
That's a good one. Add one more. You had a list.
Okay, another one's diacritical mark is what those little marks above the E and the U and all, they're called diacritical marks. And another one, real quickly, we had a man we all know and love who flies a certain thing up in the air and can't distinguish the difference between Mount Lake Terrace and Mont Lake Terrace.
But nobody can.
Emails, 5 or 7 texts, phone call messages left.
Okay.
You know what? It's every 10 minutes on the 4th.
Which is... I'm telling you, poor Paul Tosh.
I know.
Do you know?
He's associated with transportation, okay? This is just a guilt by association
distinction.
You've heard we've had all these, you know, the Department of Transportation calls.
I know.
It's guilt by association.
That's true. Yeah.
That's all. He's not really
he's
part
our
of
buffer.
That.
He's the guy that keeps us from having to deal with them even more.
That's true.
That's very true. All right, one more because she's been on hold so long. Let's go to Mimi.
What do you mean one more? We've got a whole line.
I know.
A whole bunch of them here.
All right, Mimi, go ahead.
Hi there. I have, of course, many because I'm up at night thinking of all these things.
Okay, you and I both.
Here's my first one. All the developers in Seattle, no self-respecting pig flamingo would be in front of any of these new buildings. I understand that we're a growing city, although Emmett Watson said that wasn't good for us. But really, do they have to put them all the way out to the sidewalks? Do they have to be so overwhelming and so unattractive?
I
kind of go nuts when I see this and I think,
Mimi!
Hey, and then of course,
I could hug you. When did
really
corrugated aluminum become an architectural?
A big closet?
Thank you. Where I come from, we used to refer to that as an outbuilding. And I don't mean an outhouse. I mean, a corrugated aluminum building was, in fact, something that you put your lawnmower in or
you tow it behind your car.
Or perhaps.
Call it a trailer.
Yeah.
A shed.
Well said. And honestly, I think that they will look back at this level of architecture and they will think we went into a wasteland of creativity.
Well, it's lightweight and I guess it's cheaper, less expensive.
You don't have to paint it.
Don't have to paint it.
It's ugly. It's
you
completely
can prefab
ugly.
Most of it.
This is what happens when men like Art and I start building buildings.
Exactly.
We have no design.
Look at these reasons we have.
It's easy.
Even
it's
the faux stucco one.
Easy, cheap, but it's ugly. Well, but easy and cheap.
It's cheap.
And our way's ugly.
Put it up fast.
I have to agree. I love your input. Okay. So moving on, I want to hear from Taylor. Go ahead. You got to have more.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I've got
more. You're a river.
One that I can't stand is near miss. And this goes back to an old George Carlin stand-up
routine.
It's
either a miss or it isn't.
Yeah, he said it should be called a near hit. Because it's not that the planes nearly missed each other. That's not the story.
I had forgotten that stand-up routine.
Yeah.
It's a near hit.
It's a near hit.
The story is that the planes nearly hit each other. Things nearly miss each other all the time.
Okay.
True.
I've got a pop culture one. Anything that revolves around Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. The Kimye wedding.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Really? Really? I just... I'm sorry, but that
does anybody really care?
I know.
Do you think?
No. And not only that, I'm not over the fact that he completely insulted little Taylor Swift in all of her innocence. And it was a shining moment, even though I threw Beyonce and Jay-Z under the bus. It was a shining moment for a class act, Beyonce, to step up and say, girl, get up here and have your moment. And a very drunk Kanye West. And I'm sorry, I'm just not over it. I'm not over it. And now he's a stylist and a fashion icon? I don't think so. I mean, you know, you need to get out your leather kilt and look in the mirror, dude, because you've got some cleaning up on your side of the street.
Is that a thing now, leather kilt?
Yes. Well, he wore one.
Oh, my.
I'm just saying, with leggings, leather leggings.
How about, what did he wear underneath that, you know?
Well, the leather leggings.
I mean...
Well, if
up.
You go further than that, I don't want to know.
Okay.
Do you want to know what's under anybody's kilt or leggings?
Scottish question, isn't it?
Not mine.
Who's next on the phone line?
Of all those things I lay awake at night, that's not one of them. Let's go to Jim. He has a pink flamingo nominee. Let's hear from you, Jim.
Yeah, good morning. Yes, you can't graduate high school. You can't graduate college. They're things. People graduate from those things.
I like that.
That's true.
That is true. That's
it drives me crazy.
I graduated from something.
Right.
That's insightful.
Okay.
We'll take that.
I don't know what's going to happen to talk radio as we know it. Let's give out our phone numbers.
Okay. It's 421-1000, toll-free, 1-877-397-5666. And we'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. Bassett is not just another furniture store. Visit Bassett in Redmond, South Center, and Tacoma. BassettFurniture.com.
It doesn't function. You can't entertain people. And you hate it. That's your kitchen. Yes, it is. And Sound Kitchen Bath is there to rescue you from that kitchen that doesn't function. How? A designer comes into your home and finds out what you need, what you can afford, and works with you. Sound Kitchen and Bath has something for just about everyone. And Sound Kitchen and Bath can create that luxury kitchen of your dreams or that ensuite, that master bathroom you've always wanted like a spa. I believed in Sound Kitchen and Bath so very much, I invested my own money in Sound Kitchen and Bath. SoundKitchenAndBath.com.
A message from Key Compounding Pharmacy in Federal Way.
Stop the pain.
Sometimes it's all you can think about.
I just want it to stop.
You've been to your doctor.
I'm always in the doctor's office.
You've tried pain medicines.
I've tried everything.
You just want to stop the pain.
I just want my life back.
Key Compounding Pharmacy in Federal Way understands. People respond differently to pain medicines. We can work with you and your doctor to customize pain medications into a single dosage form or suggest deep-reaching creams or gels to address muscle, joint, or nerve pain. Call Key Compounding Pharmacy at 206-878-3900. That's 878-3900. Visit at 530 South 336th Street in Federal Way and online at keycompounding.com.
Okay, let's go ahead and check our traffic now. AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s. Judith Larson.
Well, I-5 is an easy drive through the Seattle area in Linwood, but not the story heading south or north in Arlington. South 5 at State Route 532, where that roundup is underway to try and catch the cow. We now have almost a 4-mile backup in Seattle. A brand new crash, by the way, on Queen Anne and Mercer. Seattle police just pulling up to it now. I'm Judith Larson on Como News.
Cloudy, chance of rain, upper 40s today in the lowlands, and up in the mountains we have snow up to 20 inches. Boy, 48 degrees in Seattle.
Now back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels on Como News.
We are having way too much fun here today. What can I say? Our phone
literally
lines. Yes. Phone lines are jamming, and the reason is because we're allowing you to vent. I live in the most superficial world that anybody could. I am an interior decorator, interior designer, an inferior designer, whatever you want to call me, and a licensed bonded general contractor. And I know that building and remodeling does not bring about world peace. It really doesn't. And that pop culture influences design. And a lot of folks just plain make me sick by the end of the year. I've had enough. I've just had enough. And I've looked at buildings that I think, really, that's what you built? I'm sorry, the Mercer mess and
Bertha, public
transportation, phrases that we're just completely over.
24/7.
Saying we're over it is probably a phrase that we're all over, but the phone lines are jamming. We'll give out the numbers one more time and we'll go to your calls. And
yes,
Taylor Van Sice has been very patient to sit in here
yes
with us today.
Thanks for being here, Taylor.
It's like Christmas. I never get to like do this kind of stuff.
It's really fun. Let's give out our numbers.
Yeah, it's 421-1000, toll-free, 1-877-397-5666. Who's next on your list?
I want to go to Mike.
To Mike. He's been hanging in there, right?
Hanging in there. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
What have you got?
Everyone does it in commercials.
Mm.
And using a lot instead of a lot. And the third thing is, the new trend is, let's have this conversation. And basically, they just say, let's have the conversation, but they never have the conversation.
I think there's
so there
a lot
go
of cable news yeah channels.
True.
that is their complete opening line when they bring on a guest.
And it's not a conversation.
We are going to have a conversation about, and it's not a conversation, which brings me...
Might be an inquisition or something.
Well, or it's a political statement and mm-hmm bias. And what I will also say, which brings me to one of my points when Vienna was in, which is political pundits. I mean,
yeah,
if that is not the most innocuous term I've ever heard in my entire life, you're a political pundit. That means you used to be someone and you don't have a job, and now you have an opinion and they have time to fill on that station. And so therefore, you're going to be...
And you used to be somebody, so we'll pay you a few
somebody
bucks.
We're
to
gonna
be
pay
here
you a few yeah bucks, and you're going to show up on a regular schedule because you don't have a real job.
It's a lot of bitter old employees.
Pundits. Yes.
Political pundits. All right. Art, do you have any more to weigh in on?
Oh.
Taylor, go ahead.
But how about the did I say the word bizarre?
Bizarre bothers
bizarre
you?
Well, in news stories, mm-hmm, they'll say it was a bizarre turn of events. Well, then
right
then the story's always, every story is bizarre or not bizarre because it's a story. And it's a bizarre turn of events when they pulled a gun. No, that happens
exactly
all the time.
Yeah,
that's not
yeah
bizarre.
As news writing goes, you really have to yeah keep yourself to a certain standard as much as you
yeah
can. Things slip through from time to time.
Yeah.
There
stop
are bizarre,
bizarre
stories, like
yeah,
a cow running down the highway today.
That, I'm
yes
sorry. That is
bizarre
a bizarre.
That is bizarre.
Yeah.
That is
but
bizarre.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
If we had, I've worked here where we've had three or four stories a day that mm-hmm were bizarre. And I go, wait a minute, that one is bizarre, but those other three are not quite bizarre.
No.
No.
They're just stories.
Yeah.
That one
that's
gets
insightful
me sometimes.
Okay. What else have you two
okay
gentlemen got?
Scratch that one off the
all
list.
All right. Keep it coming.
One.
That's
all
a
right
bad one.
Taylor's going to weigh in.
The silly names that get assigned to job positions. So back in high school and college, I worked in food service a lot. I wasn't hired to scoop ice cream. I was hired as a dessert specialist. I wasn't a busboy. I was a kitchen technician. And I wasn't a waiter or a server. I was hired as front of house staff.
Okay, because see this.
You're not a clerk, you're a store associate.
All right. Yes. And arguably, this is why there has been some statements that have been less than delightful about that your generation, which is everyone got a ribbon.
That's
and
right.
Everyone was a winner. And I was just I was just talking about this the other night.
We can't hurt self-esteem.
No, we cannot hurt self-esteem. And you can't, you know, basically yell at your kid and say, don't do that. We need to talk about your feelings.
Yes. If you were born after 1985, you're automatically a winner at everything.
How about it's time out?
Yes.
Remember that one? It's time out.
Go
time
sit
out.
In your corner. Go sit in your corner.
Okay, kid, time out.
Yeah. I employ a lot of these people, and trust me.
Time out.
When we are discussing, you know, leveling and measuring people's homes and kitchens, I have to say, I don't want to talk about your feelings. I want to talk about congruent lines.
Yes. Let's get to the point.
Exactly.
But
what
Tammy,
is code?
I'm a kitchen technician. I shouldn't be having to bus tables.
I have feelings about this.
You have feelings about this.
Where do you want to go? Who's next?
Well, let's see. Lucy.
Lucy, I'm home.
Hi,
Hello,
Lucy.
Tammy.
Hi.
I'm sorry to have to say this, but it kind of irks me when Tammy says, I'm sorry, or I can't help it. Sounds like she's apologizing.
Stop apologizing.
I do. Okay, so.
And don't apologize for that.
I won't apologize for that. Because, here's what I want to.
This is getting personal now.
Well, I want to share this. And she brings up a good point.
Literally.
Yes, she does. Which is, I am a compassionate person. And I will also say that my compassion has gotten me in trouble a couple of times in my life. Because you try to do things for people and no good deed goes unpunished. And so it is something that I am trying to learn from. That I always reach out with empathy to others from a starting point. Believe me. I can tell you, as a business owner, that starting from the I'm sorry position in working with others is not always a good place to start. Mm-hmm. I'm going to weigh in on something, which is people who... I'm going to say it. All right. All of you people who are on Yelp and Angie's List and all of these other things, including the Better Business Bureau, and write these disgruntled comments about businesses and people, and I'm talking about restaurants and servers and food and small businesses, and that's all you do. And you write these scathing remarks, and so people then read reviews, and it's like, and they believe, and perhaps one person had a bad experience, but you know they don't state the restaurant comped your dessert, or you know that you know all the heroic efforts that went out on behalf of this person, and mm-hmm. and I'm gonna tell you one. I got one as a business owner. And I am not kidding you. This person, you have no idea the heroics that went out to make this person happy. And it's like, you know, we live in a world where the power of the pen, the power of the internet can absolutely dismantle and disembowel a business. And I just believe that that is unfair. And I really believe that you should have to prove in truth
hear.
Statements you make about a restaurant, a business, or people.
Or a person, yes.
Or a person. I really do. And I think that we've given too much credit to the Yelpers of the world. I'm sorry. But if you've written more than three Yelp...
You're sorry?
I'm sorry. Absolutely correct. If you've written more than three Yelp remarks this year, look in the mirror. I bet you've done something in a hurry that you feel bad about later on. And I go home. Do you know what I think about, Art? This is the truth. I go home and I think about the caller that because we had to get to traffic, that I didn't give her a complete answer.
Yeah.
And I wanted her to be on hold so I could finish completing actually, you know, absolutely everything and the resources.
But the callers understand. They understand we have
I get emails from people who are so mad at me, and it's like, you have to understand. I had 30 seconds to describe to you how to remodel an entire structure. And, you know, the soil engineers and the structural engineers. So we live in a world, that's why I'm sorry.
Speaking of, it's time.
I'm sorry it's traffic.
I'm sorry.
And I'm sorry that you're
sorry.
In it.
We're sorry a cow's on the freeway. But I guess it is. Judith, AAA traffic.
Well, now Tammy's going to really be sorry. This has come to a very sad end. While we still have a four-mile backup heading south on I-5, approaching State Route 532, where that cow roundup has been underway, somebody hit the cow and it's now dead. They're opening up the southbound lanes. Very sad ending.
Are everybody okay with the car and the people that hit the cow? What's the situation there?
I don't
there?
Know. They don't tell us that, but it looks like they're opening up the lane, so they must be okay, but that's just a sad ending. North 5 through the Seattle area, West Seattle Bridge, the I-90 bridge, getting a little more crowded there now. I'm Judith Larson on Como News.
Thank you, Judith. And cloudy, chance of rain, highs upper 40s, right now 48.
Block the sun, not your view. Call Rainier Shade today. Sunscreens and awnings. Locally manufactured, deal factory direct. RainierShade.com. In this economy, every purchase counts. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. At Bassett, the furniture you buy is economically priced. Bassett's upholstery frames outperform even the most high-end competitors. Bassett gives you a 7-year warranty on the frame and the seat cushion on every upholstered piece of furniture that you buy. As a designer, I am proud to recommend Bassett because they will customize almost any sofa, sectional, or chair to fit your lifestyle. Creativity knows no boundaries. At Bassett, almost any sofa can be transformed from a romantic traditional style to a clean and contemporary savvy piece. You can choose from over 750 fabrics. Feeling overwhelmed? They have professional interior designers to assist you for free. Bassett is not just another furniture store. Visit Bassett in Redmond, South Center, and Tacoma. Online at BassettFurniture.com.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend on Como News. You have a home design question? Tammy Michaels has the answer. Now more Inside Out.
Yes, we are coming back. And this is my favorite show of the year. Because we all get to vent. And we've had a gift today in the radio stylings of Inside Out. Taylor Van Cise has weighed in. And I love this because we have this perspective. We talk about pop culture, but you've really added a lot today,
my friend.
Well, yes, it's been delightful to have
you. It's a totally new
here.
Role for me. I've done everything in the building other than climb towers now, I think.
That's next, by the way.
Yeah.
We have
next.
That on the list.
The engineers are going to be calling me next.
The light bulbs are out. You need to go up there.
Darn it. Okay.
We have a couple of very patient people. I want to go to Garth.
Garth.
Yeah.
I love your name. That's an awesome name.
Yeah,
which I was told today was also a word that should be eliminated from my vocabulary. But Garth, what do you want to weigh in? What do you hate?
Well,
who do you hate?
Somebody must have covered kids misusing me as a subject in a sentence. But the one I have is moot. People say something is moot. When I was young, the definition of moot was that it was unresolvable. It was so complex that nobody could, you might as well not talk about it. But now they've misused it so much that they use it to say that it's already solved, and so why bother? So it's a word that's lost its meaning. If you look in the dictionary, it has both definitions now. It says it's unresolvable and it's resolved.
Yes, so it's one of those words that has evolved.
Yeah, it's
That's
been destroyed through misuse.
I have grown to have some more acceptance over the evolution of words, because as you grow up, words change, and you use them in a certain way, and then they change. And even Webster and American Heritage, they change the words as it goes with pop culture, with the culture.
True enough. And if we were to read 18th century English, it would be nonsensical. You couldn't make sense out of anything that you read or anything that was spoken. And so it does not mean that, you know, the words that were written are, it's just that language evolves.
Yes, it does change.
And if you...
Sometimes I think my grammar teacher from high school would be spinning. But then I think, well, things change.
Well, and my husband used to have an office across the pond in London. We are not speaking English, my friends.
No. We're speaking American.
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 American. We could take a quick one.
All right, let's go to Jim and see if we can just slide that in.
Jim. Jim, we have 30 seconds.
You got me now, right?
You're on.
Yes.
The one thing that bothers me the most, and I take it out on a lot of people, is when they say, can I ask you a question?
No.
I'm not sure what your reply is, but mine is, you just did.
There you go. May I ask you a question?
But I light up my phones on people who want to ask me a question.
We'll be right back.
Como News 1000, FM 97.7, and comonews.com. The Northwest's breaking news, traffic, and weather.
A police funeral that drew thousands of officers from across the country in solidarity. A ceremonial show of respect for slain officer Rafael Ramos, who was shot to death along with his partner Wenjian Liu last weekend. Police Commissioner Bill Bratton promoting both officers to detective. And for Officer Ramos...
I'm privileged to be able to tell you that today that I'm appointing him an honorary department chaplain for the 84th Precinct.
North Korea blamed its recent internet outage on the U.S. and hurled racially charged insults at President Obama over the hacking feud involving the movie The Interview. No response from the U.S. The Turkish gunman who shot and wounded Pope John Paul II in 1981 laid white flowers on the saint's tomb in St. Peter's Basilica today. John Paul had intervened to get Mehmet Ali Agca out of prison. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. This is Como News.
Como News time, 11:31. I'm Taylor Van Sice in Seattle. It is cloudy and 45 degrees. Now the top stories from the Como 24/7 News Center. Snow is falling on Snoqualmie Pass, and that's great news for snowboarders and skiers. Not so great for the holiday travelers, though. Here's Como's Theron Zahn.
As it heads into the Cascades, it's going to be falling as a large amount of snow. We could see up to 20 inches of new snow by this time tomorrow. I-90 Snoqualmie Pass, heavy snow falling as we speak, and that will continue through much of the morning and even the afternoon. We're also watching Stevens Pass, and we expect a winter storm warning to be up for much of today. But a big shift, a big change in the weather comes tomorrow. We'll talk more about that in your extended Como forecast.
That Como forecast coming up in about 2 minutes. Today, rescuers will spend their third day searching for a missing hiker in Olympic National Park. 60-year-old Jim Griffin went for a day hike on Monday, and nobody knew he was missing, or at least didn't report him as such, until he didn't show up for a dinner on Christmas Eve. Christmas Day, searchers found his backpack near the Olympic Hot Springs Trail, but since then, they haven't found any other signs of the man from Port Angeles. An amazing rescue took place in the Columbia Gorge Christmas night. A yellow lab named Sandy snapped her leash during a hike and fell down a 150-foot cliff and landed on a ledge. That's when the Oregon Humane Society came in to help. A climber rappelled down to the dog in the dark. The volunteer was able to put a harness on Sandy, and they were hoisted to safety. The lab had some minor injuries, but was wagging its tail and able to walk to the trailhead after it was rescued. Terrifying moments at two different South Sound stores. Police are searching for armed men who pulled guns in two seemingly unrelated incidents. In Lacey, surveillance pictures show a Walmart employee confronting one suspect that appeared to be holding a gun. No shots were fired, but the man escaped in a getaway car, and police say shoppers were hiding until they learned it was safe. At the same time, in Tacoma, police say a shoplifting suspect fired a shot in a confrontation inside of a Home Depot store. That suspect also escaped. Police think they're able to track him, though. They got his license plate number. Between renewals and new customers, 101,000 Washington residents have bought health insurance through the Washington Exchange. So far, this open enrollment period, about 76,000 renewed their policy by the Tuesday deadline for coverage to begin on January 1st. About 25,000 are new to the exchange and will get new insurance starting January 1st. Como News time, 11:34.
Judith Larson joins us now. AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s, and that turned into a kind of a downer up there with
cow. Yeah. You're talking about the, we still have a huge, not good 3 mile backup, if not longer, heading south in I-5 in Arlington as you approach State Route 531 at the scene of that earlier cow roundup. The cow didn't make it, sadly, but the lanes are open now. We have a disabled vehicle block in the right lane as you head south on the Ship Canal Bridge right there just south of 45th, causing a bit of a slowdown. And then North 5 from the West Seattle Bridge to Yester, getting kind of busy there. I'm Judith Larson on Como News.
And let's check in with Theron once again with our more detailed forecast.
Cloudy skies across western Washington. Showers at times, a steady rain in the morning, turning over to showers in the afternoon. Temperatures mid-40s, lots of snow in the mountain passes. Winter storm warning up there, 12 to 20 inches of new snow. So be careful whether you're going across Stevens or Snoqualmie or White Pass. Plenty of snow to be found even into tomorrow morning. Then by the time we get to midday on Sunday, we're going to actually bring on some sunshine, some sun breaks to wrap up the weekend. Highs today in the mid-40s, tomorrow mid-40s, but then much colder air moves in on through Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Overnight lows upper 20s, daytime highs are going to be in the upper 30s, clear and sunny. I'm Theron Zahn of the Como Weather Center.
In this hour, 47 degrees.
Como News, Inside Out is back on a Northwest Lifestyle weekend. Here's Tammy Michaels.
I just wish we had cameras in the studio because we
That's
have
a
had...
poor choice.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I've worked in studios with cameras.
I know, but I wish people could see how much fun we are having in here. We're talking about the Pink Flamingo Awards, which are the awards that I have dubbed the worst of any given year. This year, we're recognizing the worst pop culture, phraseology, celebrities, architecture, anything and everything is fair game. And our phone lines have continued to light up. And in deference to our callers, in fact, we're having so much fun in here, we could just keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
But we will take your calls and we want to hear what you have to weigh in. Let's give out those phone numbers.
421-1000, toll free. We're at 1-877-397-5666. It's Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. Who's next?
Rich.
Rich.
Hi there.
Hi. What do you got?
Well, I think mine is phraseology again, and it has to do with broadcasting.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We're an easy target.
We're an easy target here.
No, not you guys. I think I've heard it mainly on news broadcasting. When they end their show, they say, "We'll see you tomorrow." Well, they're not going to see me tomorrow because I'm watching TV.
Now, wait a minute. You know that we can see you, don't you?
No, I know you can't.
That's a trade secret.
Not everybody knows that, though.
Yeah.
Remember Romper Room?
I would rather that they say, "We hope you join us tomorrow," or something like that.
Yeah. On Romper Room, remember that show? The lady used to have a magic mirror, and she would look into it. This is a kid's show. She would look into this as, "I can see you," and the little kid. And I remember her sitting there. That lady can see me.
Oh, dear. Whoa. Oh, dear.
Oh, no. That's deeply disturbing. Okay. Let's go to Ralph. Hi, Ralph.
Hi.
What you got?
Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I have a huge pet peeve, and it's I'm just saying.
Just saying.
Oh, God. It's so annoying because I'm going to say something that's going to offend you.
Yes.
But I also want to make sure that I don't have to take responsibility for offending you, nor do I want to give you the opportunity to say, "Hey,
just
me.
Saying. Your hair looks terrible. Just saying."
With all due respect.
With all due saying. Respect.
That one and the Southern, "Bless your heart."
Okay. Oh, now you cannot throw "bless your heart" under the bus.
Oh,
mine, I know.
Well, the one it was when they say, "Come back." And you know they don't want you back.
No, they do not want you back.
Come back.
Bless your heart, you're ugly, but you could have stayed home.
Just saying.
I have to chime in on this one. I really do, which is when he's saying that you have to describe something, and you start off by saying, you know, "I'm just saying."
But it is overused, and you hear it all
so
the time.
Overused.
Just saying.
Just saying. And I've said it.
And it's
I've
usually
done it.
Derogatory. Usually,
I know, but yeah. I've done it on Facebook. Just saying.
Just saying. Well, now you should. Now you know.
What's left, people?
Just say it. Don't say "just saying."
Oh,
it's an ugly refrigerator.
I know. Some of this has been a bit painful.
Just saying.
Let's go to Marty. Hi, Marty.
Hi, Tammy.
Yes. Yes, sir.
To be perfectly honest with you.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That's it right there. That's it. To be perfectly honest.
To be perfectly honest, that just, half the time that I hear that, I think, okay, they're going to tell me a lie, but go ahead.
But go ahead.
It's just taking away the, you know, truth and honesty and things.
Or when a sentence starts with honestly. When a sentence starts with honestly, I have found that then the next thing I have to question is what followed.
Yeah.
Honestly.
What everything else? Was everything else a lie?
Why are you
it makes me question whatever they said earlier. Like, I love you.
Saying honestly.
Honestly.
I do think this brings up a very good point.
Yeah.
You know, about conversation and those who, trust me.
Trust me.
I don't know that I should.
Trust me.
Trust me.
Trust me when I say.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, well.
No worries.
But I want to say something about the people who call up. And I do. I get, you know, ripped into more than occasionally. I do. And it comes with the territory. Look, if you're going to turn on a microphone, if you think you're going to climb up on top of a little anthill, there's going to be people who want to try to push you off. And I understand. I work in a newsroom, and I'm an amoeba on this food chain. And I recognize that. I am the least qualified. Why am I here?
Not true.
Well, I have a superficial job. Which is also job insurance, I must say, because, you know, I was talking to Vienna about this before we went on the air, and I said, I have the most superficial job on the planet. The world is not going to stop a rotation because the color purple that you painted your walls has now changed and gone to mauve or mauve, and you want to call me and tell me that there's a mispronunciation of it. But, you know, it matters to people.
But there are things that we need in life to make life better.
Sure.
There are.
And beauty and functionality
and
things that are nice make life better.
They do. But I also want to state that I had a caller and I want to acknowledge a caller who got to me this year and who really wanted to rip me a new one. And she sat on hold, said she did not want to go in the air, but she had something to say to Tammy Michaels. So I took her call, and I wanted to hear what she had to say. And she said, you do an entire show talking about beautiful things in people's houses. What about the people who don't want to do anything? Don't you think you should acknowledge those of us who are fine with white walls and ugly furniture and linoleum floors? She said, I have linoleum floors and I have white walls and I have furniture that's been passed down and I'm fine and I'm happy. And so the next week I went on the air and I said, and to those of you who don't want to do anything to your homes, I said, I'd like you to at least acknowledge that it's a multi-billion-dollar industry. We employ a lot of folks locally, and we try to make your life safer. We try to come up with coefficiency for the floors so you don't slip and fall. We try to come up with good drainage so you don't get black mold. We try to come up with solutions you can afford. But I heard her. So, you know, woe it unto me to believe that, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
So I might make your list. Tammy Michaels drives me nuts.
You understand.
You get your very own pink flamingo.
I get my own pink flamingo. And that brings me back to...
I just wrote down for the list, rip me a new one.
Rip me a new
rip
one.
Rip me a
but
new
Taylor
one.
But Taylor said something that resulted in a provocative discussion, which is Taylor Swift made your list.
She did. And I've got my reason, because before this job, I was a program and music director at a country station. And at that time, she was a very talented young artist, writing her own songs.
Well, she still is, isn't she?
Absolutely.
Okay.
She's selling millions and millions of albums, but now she's kind of become a brand instead of an artist.
Well,
she's
that's the idea, isn't it?
Well, I suppose. But you never saw Mozart become a brand.
Well, you can buy T-shirts
with
Mozart.
Was there ever a Mozart lunchbox, to Taylor's point.
I'm going to find one on eBay.
You're going to find one on eBay. Okay, I want to weigh in on that, which is the fact that I believe that Taylor Swift embodies what we do in American culture to people, which is we looked at her and she was young and she wrote her own songs. Mm-hmm. And she said, why you got to be so mean? Yeah. And we all could relate to it. And then we hated her. And we weren't sure why we hated her. And we really hated her. And then she went and responded by coming out with a pop hit, which is Shake It Off. And I admit it. I was listening to it. My daughter sent me the video. It was at a time in my life where I could have really used it. And I just said, I loved her, hated her, loved her.
You so know? She's on that roller coaster.
She's on that. That's what we do. And that's what I said to Taylor. I was like, yeah, but you hate
Peaks
her.
Peaks and valleys.
Yes.
I don't dislike her as a person. Just some
yes,
of the
you
career
do.
Choices.
Come on.
Oh.
All
and
right.
By the way, there is a Amadeus Mozart lunchbox. It's $44.
See? There you go.
There you go.
All right.
Go.
It's time now for AAA traffic. And it's every 10 minutes on the fours, Judith Larson.
Nobody cares, but I want Taylor Van Size on that. Okay, the right lane block, westbound Mercer, right there at Queen Anne. Seattle police with a crash there. We got it disabled in the right lane, southbound on the Ship Canal Bridge. I'm talking about southbound 5 before Mercer. That's, I think, why we're slow there. And then in the South Hill area, we got a brand new crash. This one in the right lane, northbound 161 at 128th. I'm Judith Larson on Como News.
Weatherwise, cloudy, chance of rain, lowlands and highs upper 40s. Snow in the mountains right now, 48.
Picture this, the Sound Kitchen and Bath computerized rendering tools.
Personalize your home. Look at some different styles ahead of time so you'll know just what you're getting and how nice it will look.
Picture perfect. SoundKitchenAndBath.com.
Have you ever had anyone walk in your kitchen and say, "What is that?" I have, and that's my Brizo Touch faucet. I'm not kidding. It's polished nickel and you should see it. Looks like a Tiffany diamond setting. It really does. It's gorgeous and it's functional. And after I had a Brizo Touch faucet with those chicken hands, turkey hands, you just touch that faucet and to the temperature that I set it to, it comes on and I can wash my hands. I now walk into other people's kitchens and I try to touch their faucets. Yeah, you're going to want one. Brizo, B-R-I-Z-O, and it's available at Ferguson in Bellevue.
Como News. Flooring, wall colors, furniture accessories, she's got you covered. This is Inside Out with Tammy Michaels.
Okay, our lines are lighting up again. Let's give out those phone numbers.
Our phone number is really simple. It's 421-1000. Toll free from anywhere in the world. It's 1-877-397-5666. Pink flamingos.
Ugly, heinous, unworthy.
And now a trophy.
Crummy.
I know. Let's go to Lori. What did you hate for a pink flamingo award?
Hello.
Hi, Lori. What did you hate? Or who?
I have a quick question for you, Tammy. I called some time ago now. I said you got to get yourself the best Christmas present, the book, Mom and Boris, Best and Pets. Did you get it?
No.
Well, shame on you. But that's not why I'm calling. I'm calling because of what I hear all too often on TV and radio. And it's when whoever is speaking, the hostess, whatever, and they say fur. Not four, but fur.
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 Yeah.
It's a 2-for-1 deal.
Four.
Really?
It's 2-for-1.
Huh?
Oh.
It's like in golf. Four, yeah, not fur.
No. We're going for a walk. It's like, please.
We're going for a walk.
That's right.
It's, well,
it's
you know. The Queen's English. We're going to let Taylor weigh in.
I got one. Microbrews being regarded as universally amazing no matter how they taste. Because the current beer culture...
Oh, you made that yourself in your own bathtub?
Exactly.
Wow,
bathtub
you're great.
Gin is now suddenly a microbrew. The current beer culture automatically kind of falls in love with a microbrew, even if it tastes terrible. I can't tell you how many disappointing beer tastings I've been to and seen people, sometimes quite literally, drooling over these cups of swill. That's not to say there
are. Did you say quite literally?
Quite literally, yeah.
Quite literally.
And that's not to say that there aren't some very talented brewmasters around here, because there really are. There's some good beers out there. But it's just kind of gone too far. There's nothing wrong with cracking open a Coors. It's the banquet beer, as the commercials tell us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The champagne of bottled beers.
Exactly, yeah. So microbrews. Some are great, most are awful.
I like where you're going with this, because now there's the microbrew growler.
Yes.
So you can go back and refill, which is one of these jugs. And so,
right. You just keep going.
Which I think the term growler has now transcended about everything. In our family, we now refer to it as the pie tin growler. I have a niece who makes the most amazing pies. And so she'll bring it over in a really solid pie tin, but you have to return the pie tin, and then you return it in hopes to receive another pie. So thus it's become the pie tin
growler.
And yes. And I mean, so we have a lot of growlers now that we refer to. It's like if you take that, I mean, there you go. it's become descriptive.
It has.
Meaning that you return it.
You
and
see
then,
it everywhere.
Yes. And I, what can I say? And what about ciders? Are they overtaking the microbrew culture?
See, I'm universally a fan of every cider ever because apples are great. I love everything about apples. Apple pie, apple juice, apple sauce. Apple cider.
Mm-hmm.
It's all on the top
apples
of my list.
Are good.
Apples are great.
So the whole cider culture is starting to take over the microbrew culture.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
It's because there have been too many Washington apples for a past couple of harvests, and they think, well, what are we going to do with it?
What are we going to do with this? Except make it into something, it's like mean, you know, where that's a local alcohol that's made from some sort of grain in almost every culture. So why, I think that apple cider is like the Washingtonian mean.
It is.
And it tastes like juice. It goes with everything.
How about I give some phone numbers here?
I think
one more time.
Okay.
421-1000. We've got some time. 421-1000. Toll free 1-877-397-5666. It's the Pink Flamingo Show.
It is the Pink Flamingo Show.
It's something.
It is something. It's something that drove you nuts. It's something you had to look at. You know, one year, one of the things that we talked about were automobiles that drove people crazy. Just the look of them and, you know, how car styles, because they do. They start to look like
bugs.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
A little smart car looks kind of like a bug, a little one.
Yes.
A little short, stubby one.
Well, and everybody is making one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now everyone has a tiny car. Okay.
They follow trends, don't they?
I have to say one. Tiny houses.
Oh, that's big.
Microhousing, yeah.
Yes, tiny houses. I actually had a nightmare. Really, this really happened about two nights ago where I was in one of these nightmares. I was in living color that I was dreaming that my husband and I were in a bidding war. We just got caught up in it where we wanted to buy this tiny house. And finally, I remember having this conversation with my husband where he said, your closet is bigger than that entire house. How are we going to put our kitchen in there? How are we ever going to have people over there? Why are you wanting this tiny house? And I just got in this bidding frenzy.
You had to have it.
I had to have this tiny house. And I watch these tiny house shows, and I'm like, that's remarkable.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. Yes.
Well, and I think part of it.
Minimalist, small footprint.
Yeah, well, and that's part of it. And also for a younger generation, as the city's getting younger, a lot of techie people are coming in. They're folks that spend a lot of time in college dorm rooms or really small apartments. So another 50 square feet is huge to them. You know, they can get a
dishwasher. Why not just take it right down like they do in Japan? They have those boarding places where you go in, there's just a bed, a little bunk.
It's a slot.
And that's it.
That's what you do.
Yes, you're slotting.
It's a slot.
Yes, there you go.
Are you ready to go to a call?
We could probably grab one. Let's grab Mike really quickly.
All right, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. I'd love for you to weigh in.
I'll see if I can't.
I'll see if I can't. Ooh.
Yeah. I haven't heard that too often.
All right.
I heard a little bit.
So along that same line, here's one, which is, have you ever, and we all have, had somebody approach us and say, can I just tell you something? Mm-hmm. Something that you can't tell anyone else. And I'm thinking to myself, that this person who's twice removed from me, not one of my best friends, not one of my closest work associates, and they want to entrust me with some piece of knowledge. What I really want to say to them is, this sounds like something you don't want. And by sharing it with me and me giving you my oath that I will not repeat it, now I have to go carrying around this piece of rancid garbage that you don't want in your heart and in your soul. And now I'm entrusted with it to carry it to my grave. And so what I want to say to people when they say, can I just trust you and just talk to you? I want to say, I'm just a decorator. I'm not a therapist. No. Yeah.
Well, and I think Art will probably agree with me on this point, is that if you meet a cop or something like that and they start to tell you about something bad that they do on the job all the time, we kind of have like an ethical oath that we have to investigate that a little
bit. Yeah. Right. Don't tell
me. Yes.
Unless you want everyone to know.
I guess better than that is when people say to you off the record.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
No, you're talking to me.
Yeah. No.
But if they say it's off the record,
I know. Off the record. Off the record.
Then don't tell me.
Yeah.
Don't tell. Okay, we need to take a break.
All right.
We need to check traffic. AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the fours. Judith Larson.
Well, it looks like the weather is taking a turn for the worse in Pierce County, and that's where we have all the new problems. A pretty serious collision in Puyallup on State Route 161 near 128. It looks like it got two northbound lanes blocked and one southbound lane of Meridian. This brought to you by Pike Place Market. Shop from dozens of artisans and food stores and art stalls at the heart of Pike Place Market. Looking for something you weren't looking for? Adventures in local. I'm Judith Larson on Como News.
And our weather, cloudy, a chance of rain, upper 40s today. Right now, it's 48.
Metal Roof Specialties, the premier source for metal roofing and siding. Low prices and great selection. ILoveMetalRoofs.com. That's ILoveMetalRoofs.com.
A message from Key Compounding Pharmacy.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a pharmacist. I'm a patient. And the truth is that I need to be able to take my medication easily and get back to my life. Doctor, you know medicine. Pharmacist, you know medication. So please get together and come up with something I can take and tolerate.
Visit Key Compounding Pharmacy at 530 South 336th Street, Federal Way. Online at keycompounding.com. Call 206-878-3900. That's 878-3900.
If Ferrari, or better yet, Tesla, were to design your kitchen faucet, you know what? Even they'd fall short. Only Brizo brings high performance and environmental consciousness to the kitchen. With Brizo, enjoy water conservation and a healthier kitchen with the reduced spreading of germs through Brizo Smart Touch technology.
Clearly the prettiest pony in the show. Brizo is the top of the line.
Visit Brizo.com.
In this economy, every purchase counts. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. At Bassett, the furniture you buy is economically priced. Bassett's upholstery frames outperform even the most high-end competitors. Bassett gives you a 7-year warranty on the frame and the seat cushion on every upholstered piece of furniture that you buy. As a designer, I am proud to recommend Bassett because they will customize almost any sofa, sectional, or chair to fit your lifestyle. Creativity knows no boundaries. At Bassett, almost any sofa can be transformed from a romantic traditional style to a clean and contemporary savvy piece. You can choose from over 750 fabrics. Feeling overwhelmed? They have professional interior designers to assist you for free. Bassett is not just another furniture store. Visit Bassett in Redmond, South Center, and Tacoma. Online at BassettFurniture.com.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend on Como News. Inside Out with Tammy Michaels continues.
All I can say is that this is my favorite show of the year. When we come in and we recap pop culture, sayings, phraseology, icons, the Kardashians, I don't know, the whole Kimye wedding, that went way up there in my book as far as taking it just a step too far. But the winner of the Pink Flamingo Award this year.
Well, you got to say, they were all good.
They were amazing. All good.
They not were. Exceptional.
They were.
Literally
are the best.
Literally the best. We had to bring Vienna back in. And
that's right.
And You literally nailed it, and we're all guilty as charged.
Exactly, and I pose the question, how many of you in your cars or wherever you are have said literally in the last hour or two? Probably a few times, you know?
It's the worst bug you've ever put in my ear.
It
we've
is.
Been working together
it's
for a while.
An, it's literally a worm. I know.
It is flagged now.
It is completely
flagged.
Yep. Yes, it is. So
we will censor
everywhere.
This.
Literally.
Literally.
Yeah. Like, oh my God.
The acclaimed Pink Flamingo. I mean, we should have grand music.
We are bestowing the Pink Flamingo on Vienna Catalani.
Yay.
This is a big deal.
Which is a big deal. I think we should at least make the web for this.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
idea.
I think you should put a story up about it.
I think
absolutely.
We should at least get that.
Yeah,
we
it's a good thing we got some radio folks here who know how to do that.
Wait a minute.
Literally.
She's being facetious.
Quite literally.
I think that's about all the time we have,
Tammy. I think
it is
about it.
That's right.
And I will say, make all those design decisions with your kids, the people you love, and your pets in mind. And let's have a safe, happy new year.
See you next week.
KOMO Seattle. KOMO FM Oakville.
Continuing coverage of the top news, traffic, and weather for Saturday, December 27th on KOMO News 1000, FM 97.7, and KOMONews.com.